This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Wow. Another week. Another amazing installment of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner. Last week, we got millions of new listeners. We broke all the records. We broke Apple Podcasts, and this week shall be no different. That's because you're listening to WWTBAFDRW, Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner. I'm your host, Manu Agapian, and as someone who's never even come close to being on or applying to be on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win a fake season of Drag Race. Let us not keep the listeners in suspense any longer. Let's please welcome our special guest and contestant, Erin Gibson.
Hello.
Erin.
Also not a drag queen.
Say what?
I'm also not a drag queen.
This will be perfect. This is perfect for you. This is all about winning your fake season of Drag Race.
You know, I'm a late to the game drag race aficionado.
Talk to me. Yeah. What season got you in?
I actually had a very negative view of the show. I thought it was a bad depiction of female attributes and what women are about. And then I totally changed my mind because it's fantastic and it's clowning and it's cattiness and it's catchphrases and it's being totally 100% who you are and expressing yourself in whatever way you want. And I love it.
I am with you. And I feel like I had a similar conversation in my brain. I was like, are we mocking femininity? Are we contributing to the conversation? And then everything said and done, I do agree. Like, we're hacking gender. At the end of the day, we're hacking gender and saying it's all bullshit.
It's transcended what I think femininity is classically.
Yeah.
And now we're just doing straight up performance art, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I fully agree. I think it's fun and stupid. I am excited for the conversation to continue to evolve so we can include more drag kings and bio queens, which I think are now being called hyper queens. Are you familiar with this?
Is that where I get to be?
That's where you get to do drag.
I am here for that.
Yes.
I am here for that.
As you know, we do some at UCB Drag Race.
Yes.
We have the UCB Drag Race, and we had a whole season where there were hyper queens, drag kings, gender fucky things, everything.
where we just got to all be stupid and expressive.
I'm all for it. Also, I follow this drag troupe in the UK called Drag Syndrome. Do you know about them?
They
all have Down syndrome.
No.
And my brother-in-law has Down syndrome. So that's how I was researching some stuff for him and I found them.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with them. They do drag queen and drag kings.
I love it.
And they're fantastic.
Did you watch the UK season that just concluded?
I have not figured out how to have access to that. I feel
like I'll give you my login.
That would be a Christmas come early for me.
It's the least I could do for you coming and honoring us with your presence on this podcast.
This, I have to say, this has nothing to do with the show. You are located next to my favorite Italian restaurant in all of Los Angeles.
Oh, the
husband
kitchen?
Is Italian. So he also was like, this is the best in town.
I just ate there with Nicole and lost my mind.
Did you have the handkerchief pasta?
No.
Next time you have to get that, your dick is going to fall off.
Oh, good. I'm sick of it. No, but they have this fried dough thing with...
Oh, with the prosciutto?
Yes.
Forget it. It's so good.
Oh, so if you have to pick a favorite Drag Race queen or season, what is it for you?
Season 3 is my favorite season.
I love that season.
Trixie Mattel is my favorite queen.
Love Trixie.
But I am here for the Party City fight.
Oh, yeah, from season 4.
Yes.
That's
season 4. I'm sorry, season 4 is my favorite season.
Okay, great. Okay, you're in good company then. Because that's like Betsy's favorite season. That's the season I got Drew Tarver into when he was like, what's this? And I was like, what? And it was just...
Also, oh my God, I can't believe I'm forgetting her name. Sharon Needles has the Courtney Love outfit on. It's not Courtney Love, but it's the L.A., woman about town, and she's got the bracelet on.
The scram bracelet.
Yes.
Yes, during the bitch ball.
I can't get over it. It was a brilliant move. It's a Kitten Hill for me. It's Alaska Kitten Hill. It's like that moment where you're just like, this little detail.
She had the over-bleached, blown-out hair with the very, what's her fucking name? With, like, the hair wraps. Who was that burnt-out L.A. queen who was, like, in all the tabloids? Damn, I can't remember.
You just named
her name.
Everyone in town.
Truly. Very Courtney Stodden, but goth.
It was pre-Coachella.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's when we thought the Olsen twins were going to ascend and take their rightful heir in the Game of Thrones. But little did we know, they were about to Cersei real quick. They Cersei'd and got crushed, girl.
I am here for a Game of Thrones Full House smash up.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Who is this for? Oh, well, I'm very glad you're here and you are about to play Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner? Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
I will clarify the rules. I will ask you 14 questions. Every question will have a correct answer and a wrong answer. You need 10 points to make the top 4 and 14 points to win the season. You will have one lifeline, which is phone a fag. There will be hidden opportunities for bonus points in there. So, you do not have to get a perfect score in order to necessarily win the whole thing.
I'm 100% ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To play? All right, Erin, it's time.
Do you want
time.
Me to scream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, scream.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready! I'm ready to win Drag Race!
All right, here we go.
Who wants to be a fake drag queen? No.
Yes, who
say
wants
it again.
To be a fake drag race winner?
Winner, okay.
To make it simpler, WWTBAFDRW.
Sorry, of course how could I not remember that?
Yeah, how could you not? Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Do you hear this fun millionaire
I'm
music?
I'm sweating. Just the from music, the music.
The music is stupid. Okay, here we go. For your drag name, you have two choices. Greta Grip or Jar Jar Twinks.
Am I allowed to talk this out?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk it out. We should
like
talk.
I can't technically do Jar Jar Twinks because I'm not... Well, I'm pretending... Am I a bio queen?
You're just pretending. Whatever.
I could... Anything
is real.
I'm not going to offend anybody if I...
No!
Call myself a twin.
Drag is for everyone. Drag is pretend, and everyone deserves to pretend.
Okay, well, then I really would like to be Jar Jar Twinks.
Okay.
Jar Jar Twink, sorry.
Is that your final answer?
I'm not a twin. Yes.
Final answer. Oh, and at the break, I will let you know which you got correct and which you got incorrect.
So subjective.
Totally up to me. Next question. You have to pick a closest friend in the competition. Do you pick a drag queen named A, the Genie, or B, Pizza Slut?
Pizza Slut.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay. What made you say
Pizza
Slut?
My husband has a drag name.
Oh, what is it?
It's Margaret Snatcher.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You definitely should watch the Drag Race UK then.
Is there some Snatcher jokes?
There's some Snatcher jokes. There's there's a really good Thatcher impersonation.
Oh, I can't
wait. In the
wait.
Snatch game. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Right there.
Margaret Snatcher in the Snatch game?
Yeah, it's good.
What was the question you asked me before I rudely interrupted you?
Why Pizza Slut? Just because it's funnier?
I love it. It's so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's two things that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just smashed together.
Well, I hope you got it right.
Me too.
Next question.
I mean, it brings joy to people's faces when you say pizza slut.
Which is a good indicator.
I'll take a pizza slut over an egg slut any day.
And okay, so you think egg slut's like hyped up and not even that good?
If it was run by a woman, I wouldn't care.
Ooh. I like that.
But it ain't.
You're right. That is problem town.
It's like, you should call it egg dick or something.
Yeah.
Egg cock.
Egg loser.
How's that?
Egg loser. Honestly, that's a better name. You're right. Okay, great. You just hope it's not
one of... Eggcock.
Eggcock, I like that.
Cock and eggs?
Sunny side dump. Okay, I don't know. But what I do know is you just don't want to be let down. You know, like in season 5, there was a queen named Penetration.
Yeah.
Great name. She went home almost immediately. Actually, immediately.
Who is the British queen that was on the U.S. one who choked?
Charlie Hides.
Yeah.
She choked. Come on, Charlie, let's go! That's what Cynthia Lee Fontaine says to her, and I have to do it every time it comes up. Okay. All right. So,
do you do a full Cynthia Lee Fontaine?
I do go full.
Can you give me some?
Yeah. Okay, great. I have to give you my cuckoo! I'm so excited to be back on the competition to make a proud and very drag queen. That's my Cynthia Lee Fontaine. That is her. Oh, what a darling. Okay, great. Next question. Catchphrase / workroom entrance line. Do you pick... I need to tell you about something, and it's called this ass. Or...
And then twerking?
Yes, okay, and then twerking.
Okay.
Or, this bitch got the tricks.
I think I have to say, let me tell you something about this ass.
Okay.
Is that what it was? Let me tell you something about this ass.
I need to tell you something.
Oh, I need to tell you something about this ass. And then I white twerk, which is
you
terrible.
White twerk.
Which is the joke.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
That's funny.
And it's bad twerking.
I love it.
Do that one. I don't think I could pull off the second one.
I like that. I like that. Because also that's giving me Valerie Cherish.
Yes.
And that's always.
Too confident for no reason.
Right. Okay. I have recorded your answer. I have confirmed
so
with the
official.
Judges. The judges? Can't she say that? Okay. Okay, this is making me laugh too much. Okay. Next, workroom entrance look. Do you pick A Cinderella ball gown made of plastic mice? Or B, a bodysuit made of very loud clack fans.
Oh, yes.
So it was like clack, clack.
Yeah, okay.
Clack, clack. Or,
oh, there's
and feel
three.
Free to talk it out. Cinderella ball gown made of plastic mice, or a bodysuit made of very loud clack fans.
Do I jump and they clack?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you jump and they clack. Very loud.
Second one.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to sit down in, which is fine because I want everyone to see dad ass.
You want everyone to get a taste of dad ass. You just think it's going to be better. It's going to get more pop.
I just think it's going to be, it's more on brand. I mean, the first one is a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got to be like, oh, Cinderella. Let me think about the story.
Oh, wait.
I think the intellectuals will get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if the average viewer, you know, of a certain age who maybe didn't grow up with Disney or Disney Plus.
Right.
Either didn't grow up with Disney or doesn't have Disney Plus. You're in the middle ground, right? You might not get it.
You're cursed. If you didn't grow up with Disney or don't have Disney Plus.
Or what if you're raised by feminists who are like, you're not going to read Cinderella because it's not an empowering story.
That's true. That's true.
She has to get the help of a man and rodents and birds.
The girl needs to go to a doctor, okay? Because she's all she does is play with mice and birds.
She had for sure rabies.
She had rabies, hepatitis, avian ABC. Bone flu. You name it.
Mad cow disease.
Oh, poor girl.
She's got all of it.
Poor girl. No wonder her feet are so small they can wear glass shoes.
Her skin has been burnt off by raw lye. I don't know what she's mopping those floors with.
Lye. Oh, for sure. You think Drizella's giving her that good...
She's not getting Dr. Bonner's, which you can't mop the floor with, by the way.
She's not getting the simple line of cleaning products from Jessica Alba's.
There's no method.
No.
There's no Mrs. Myers in that house.
Mrs. Myers. Comet would be an upgrade for her. Are you kidding? Okay. Bodysuit, a very loud clack fan.
Okay.
Your answer's been recorded.
Thank you.
Next. The mini challenge. The mini challenge is some sort of game called Angry Boobs. A lazy Angry Birds parody.
Have you not gotten an offer to write on the show? From this show?
Not yet.
It's
coming.
It has to come.
It's coming.
These are fantastic.
Thank you. My agents are at Paradigm.
I'm not sure the show is union.
Oh, hell no.
That might be the problem.
That might be a problem. No, I'm not union yet.
Oh, you're in.
I'm in.
You're in.
Get me in there. Angry Boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And a very lazy Angry Birds parody. You have 10 minutes to do a quick drag look as an angry boob. Do you pick the character of Pterodactit or American Bald Jiggle?
I'm going to say the first one, and here's why.
Please.
One of the few animal noises I can do well is that of a pterodactyl.
Interesting.
And so I feel like I could add a layer to that.
I love that. I have to hear the sound.
Okay.
That was transporting.
Did you feel like you were in
the Cretaceous America? Cretaceous America.
I am available for any reboots of Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Video game, Jurassic Parks,
yes.
Whatever. I can do different. I can do
apps.
I can do a happy pterodactyl.
Will you do apps? Oh, that was.
You feel the DC.
That was
the
Meisner. That was completely different.
If you go down, it's a sad pterodactyl.
That is
the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I love it so much. Okay. I have recorded your answer, pterodactit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, I have.
Also, it would be fun to be green.
Oh, yeah.
Stand out. Evie Oddly style, you know?
Okay.
Make it real weird.
I love that. Because when I think of pterodactyls, I think purple, but why?
Oh, maybe they're a mix.
I mean, I think everything
purple
we think
the
they
bottom.
Look like is wrong.
Are you basing it off of the show Dinosaurs?
No.
Okay. Well, then I don't know what to tell you.
I think Land Before Time has a purple little guy.
And what about the Flintstones?
I
don't know what color they are on there.
I don't know there, but they're usually very bothered to be a pterodactyl, right? They're like, I hate this job.
I hate being a crane.
There, that's it. That's the job. Well, then here you go. Before you blow all your
bird jokes.
I think
the Brontosaurus is the crane, now that I'm thinking about
Maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Pterodactyls are the airplanes?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, you have a chance for a bonus point.
Okay.
It's a freeform answer. For an extra point, can you deliver some sort of a gay bird pun?
Oh.
Anything birdy or sassy? It can be a pun or a one-liner delivered with confidence.
Honey, that look fell from the nest.
The judges are nodding. The judges are nodding. The judges are nodding, and we'll be able to deliver whether or not that will, in fact, guarantee you an extra point.
So bad. I have to think of a better one.
That look.
I'm trying to do something with Blue Jay, making it Blue Gay.
Blue Gay, I like that. Something's exceptional.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, extravaganza.
Yes.
Something there.
So this is like going down the runway. These are the puns that would be applied
to
the bird look.
Yes.
Honey, accessories are necessary.
Okay. Wait, judges, are we allowed to take the second?
They're only nests.
Are we allowed to take the second? Okay, we'll let the judges
That's
think
a better
it
pun.
Over. Okay.
Because it's a
we'll
word
see.
Into another word. It's a better pun.
Is a better pun, and now it'll be up to the judges to see if we can accept the second.
Okay,
answer.
Yeah, I really feel like I'm at their whim.
We have two more questions before the break.
Okay.
Now, we have this next question is a snatch game question.
Oh, this makes me really nervous. Okay. Snatch game is a thing I would fail.
No, you wouldn't.
I mean, I would have to have stuff pre-written.
Yes.
Do they pre-write some of that stuff?
I think so.
They have to, right?
Like Aquaria did well, and hers felt pre-written, but she worked it. She did it well.
Let's not forget the best one of all time, Bob the Drag Queen, second costume change.
Unbelievable, Bob. So
Carol
good.
Channing.
Carol
Thank
Channing.
You.
Carol Channing. And she also roasts the hell out of Chi-Chi Devane, where she's
yeah,
like,
she did.
I couldn't tell from this angle. I thought you were Luther Vandross. Like, which is just a great burn. Carol Channing.
Hi, RuPaul.
Hey. I just wrote corn. So, for the snatch game, do you A, portray Katy Perry endlessly and obsessively trying to jump on the latest, coolest thing? Or B, an incredibly ugly Cleopatra who stinks like shit because people from back then must have smelled bad? Would you like me to repeat
so
the options?
So, historically accurate Cleopatra.
Correct.
Not Elizabeth Taylor Cleopatra.
No. We're going for historically...
Which is race inappropriate.
Right?
On lots of levels.
And yeah, a lot of problems.
Wait, what was the first one again?
Katy Perry. A Katy Perry who is endlessly and obsessively trying to jump on the latest, coolest thing.
See, I think that's prop heavy.
Uh-huh.
That might be prop heavy. And I'm not sure if I'm able... I could juggle that many things.
Mm-hmm.
To pull that off effectively. So I'm going to go with Stinky Cleopatra.
Stinky.
Who, by the way, also, you know, the Egyptians used like straight up like arsenic and coal as makeup.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they would give themselves like eye cancer.
Oh.
Because they would be
God.
Like, oh, look at this dusty metal on the ground.
That'll look
your
good
cheeks.
On my eyes.
Yeah.
Stinky Cleopatra.
Contouring with asbestos.
Asbestos. I have one more freeform question for
okay.
you. I know I'm asking a lot.
Yeah.
But is there a line of dialogue you would like to deliver as said Snatch Game character?
As Stinky Cleopatra?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is really hard because it's like you have to integrate ancient Egyptian facts.
Right.
With being stinky.
You can go any route. I'm asking a lot.
I wish Mark Anthony would go down on my pyramid. It doesn't work.
I actually think that's quite good.
Mark, I don't know. Something about a
pyramid is good.
Who smells? Oh, he won't go down to me because I'm on my pyramid.
That's it.
That's what it is.
Judges,
yeah.
Can we take the second answer? Judges? Okay, they're just
it's a
nodding.
Lot of workshopping with my answer.
I love it. No, I'm with you. Like, I mean, you should. I mean, I feel like there's something with, like, one in the pink and two in the Sphinx.
That's...
Something.
What do you mean, that's it?
Okay.
Not something. That's
okay.
been
okay, that's
fantastic.
It. Okay.
Is there something with Euphrates?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. What is it?
Euphrates. Euphrates these hoes?
Girl, you in denial.
Ooh, that look is busted,
that's,
mama.
That's not good.
Something with Giza. Giza, some sort of Giza jism joke. Okay.
Something.
Giza, Niza, Giza Minnelli.
Fantastic.
Very well, we have to move on. The reading challenge.
That's hard.
That is hard. That was a tall order. The reading challenge.
Okay.
Do you, A, make fun of a girl's weight, even though she told you she used to weigh a lot, like 160 pounds or something?
So not fat.
Right.
Okay.
Or B, make fun of a girl's intellect because she thought adjudication was the name of a Ford SUV.
I think A, and here's why. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in body shaming, but I do believe in setting people right when they are delusional about their body.
Mm-hmm.
And when they think that they're a certain way and they're actually not, and mm-hmm. they're trying to get, that's someone who can't actually understand anyone who's ever had a struggle with weight or body image issues or anything like that.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's teach the world a lesson with some reading.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I agree. I mean, and there's so much. I mean, obviously, this is, on a real note, like, the gay world, we need to just, like, I mean, Everyone needs to calm down in this town. And really, we need to talk about accomplishments instead of our physical selves.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause who cares?
Who truly cares at the end of the day?
We're bags.
A dick's a dick. A pussy's a pussy.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
We are bags of meat and water.
And one day you're going to be choking on your own blood, dying. So you better get busy loving each other. That's my end of... If I got a drag race show with just drag queens, that's how I would end the show. We're all going to be choking on blood one day.
You're so all going to be choking.
Dying.
No matter how
you die.
Taking
your last gurgle.
Do you have to choke on blood before
you
die?
I don't think so, but I just imagine it's the worst way to go.
That sounds so humiliating.
Yeah, it's very embarrassing. That's the worst part about it.
Because I want to get out like a really fun, sassy line before I go.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Like a jolt up in bed, say something, then die.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a wrap on me.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but you're dressed like a mummy too.
Yes.
So many levels.
Me too. Well, I'm happy to tell you're at the halfway mark.
Okay. Oh, I'm legitimately nervous.
I'm gonna tell you how many points you have right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times.
I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
And we're back on Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner. Erin, so here. Lovely to have you.
This is nerve-wracking. I'm either taking it too seriously or I am too much of a perfectionist, but either way, I'm sweating through my jacket.
Uh-huh. I hear you. I hear you. I think
it deserves to be taken seriously.
It does.
I'm not saying that it doesn't.
We're asking a lot from you. I know how legendary you are. I think you are a legendary queen.
I'll take it.
You really are. You really are. I think you're a comedy icon. And thanks to your new book, Feminasty, I am learning how to embrace feminism in a fun and funky way.
Yeah.
Now in paperback.
That was perfect.
Thank you. I really am. I mean, I have the hardback, but I am really excited to
give this to someone you think could learn something.
I'm going to give it to my nieces or one of my nieces.
And how old are they?
I have a couple. I have one who's 18,
perfect.
One who's 13, and one
perfect.
Who's 14.
Yeah, I think a 13 and 14 year old could read this.
I think so.
Although I do talk about my ex-husband having sex with my feet. So I don't know if that they're ready for that.
They're ready.
They've seen worse stuff on the internet.
I don't believe in protecting children. Let me back up. I don't believe in shielding children
from
the real world.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I also agree you shouldn't protect children.
Yeah, never.
Put them behind the wheel at 8.
Put them, see how they fly. And then they learn a lesson from it. But I do believe that kids should be trusted and should be spoken to as adults more often.
One of the women, her name is Jerry Cobb, who trained to be an astronaut alongside the Mercury 7.
Okay.
Started
flying. She the one who filled her diaper with diarrhea?
No, that's an embarrassing
oh,
woman.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, these are women who were like, when the space program
icons.
Started, they were like, why can't women be a part of it? We weigh less. We pass the test more, mm-hmm. like much higher success rates than men. But
and
my point is,
we're not fucking toxic masculine assholes like the rest of these guys.
Exactly. One of the women started flying planes at 11 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Her dad was a pilot and he let her fly planes when she was like 11.
My God.
So trust children. Put them behind a Cessna.
But honestly,
they'll do better than JFK Jr., I'm sorry to say.
Get them behind the new Tesla Cybertruck prototype. See how quickly they can get to 200 miles an hour.
Don't think I'm not excited about this truck.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's ugly.
Oh my God.
So ugly.
It looks like it was drawn in Microsoft Paint. It looks so crazy. It looks so crazy.
What a fantastic dig.
You know.
It truly is like, we're Sweden and this is what we think a truck should look like.
Everyone is reading them for filth.
It's a clog as a truck.
It makes, I mean, PlayStation 1 graphics look sophisticated. It is nuts.
If you want a truck and you do heavy, hardcore stuff like I do, which is hauling things,
yeah.
Which I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you haul.
I haul all
Not
the time.
Not just ass. Did you see that they tried to break the window? They were like, the window doesn't break, and it broke?
Everything he says is a lie.
Yeah.
Also, do you know he has this plan to, like, put satellites out into outer space that would, like, be internet for everybody, but basically you'd have to see big fucking domes of light in the sky at night so you wouldn't ever see stars again?
What?
And people are like, this plan is going through.
No.
Stop supporting Elon Musk.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bye-bye to stars.
He's
anyway, how else can I bring this down?
Okay, it is now time to review your scores
okay.
and see how far along you are. Remember, you need 10 points to get in the top four and 14 to win.
Okay.
For your first question, I asked you what drag name you wanted to pick. Was it either Greta Grip or Jar Jar Twinks? You chose Jar Jar Twinks. Sorry to say. That was incorrect.
What? Okay. Okay.
Jar Jar Twinks is too evocative of a painful memory in the Star Wars universe. And this
would
is all
Jar
been
Jar
decided
Twinks,
by me.
What would Jar Jar Twinks say? What would the catchphrase be for that queen?
I
can't say.
Yusa Drag looks gonna die? Maybe it's that. Something with Yusa Misa and problematic accents.
Yeah, okay.
The next question. For your closest friend in the competition, you could either have chosen the genie or pizza slut.
Pizza slut.
You chose pizza slut.
Mm-hmm.
And that was correct.
Okay, so I got 1 point.
You have 1 point so far.
Okay. All right, I'm in the game. Barely.
The catchphrase workroom entrance line. You either had the choice of, I need to tell you something about this ass. Or, this bitch got the tricks. You chose I need to tell you something about your dash.
Sure did.
That was incorrect.
Wow.
That's because it was a trick question. Don't overproduce yourself.
Oh, okay. I fell for that trap. I fell for that trap.
It's very mean of me.
Now I'm recalibrating.
Uh-huh.
How I'm going to do the next round.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Don't overproduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
Don't
come
be
in
so
here
extra.
With a plan.
Yeah.
That's also just my unfair answer. For the workroom entrance look, you chose a bodysuit made of very loud clack fans. I'm sorry to say.
That was incorrect.
That was correct.
What? So I have 2 points now.
You have 2 points.
Was I correct about why I shouldn't choose the other thing, or was there no reason?
You are correct. It's too obscure. It's also like, let's build to something.
Yeah, let's not give him all.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think like fans are like an easy gag. It's a nice, fun, easy gag to be like, I need to know what this person's
doing. But let's
not
give him the photography dress right up top.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be Alyssa Edwards back again. You don't want to do that at the beginning.
No, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. I don't want to do that.
Oh, Alyssa. I love to quote her, I can talk to people for hours. But the second you hand me a script... Game over.
She knows herself.
She knows herself. She's a good improviser. So you have 2 points so far. In the mini challenge, you chose to play the character Pterodactyt.
Mm-hmm.
Which was correct.
So 3 points. Okay, this is
three
fantastic.
Points. And your free form question. You delivered the first pun.
It wasn't really a pun.
Which made the judges scratch their heads.
Wasn't fun. Everyone was being really nice about it.
But the second one was stellar, which is why you have a bonus point. You are now at 4.
That was necessary.
Yeah, something. Yes. Yeah. There was a setup and a punch. Both had sort of a bird thing in them.
Yes.
For the snatch game, you chose to play time appropriate Cleopatra, who smells like fucking shit. That was correct.
Yes. 5 points.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And your one-liner. In fact, one-liners.
You get the whole process with me. You get the first draft, you get the second draft.
But you didn't give up. You kept going. And that's a sign of a true superstar, which is why you get the bonus point as well.
Yes. Okay, wait.
You have six. 6 points, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Now for the reading challenge. You chose the wait read about the girl who's clearly projecting her own shit on other people.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that was incorrect.
Okay, it was some.
The correct answer was make fun of a girl's intellect because she thought adjudication was the name of a Ford SUV.
And you know what? That's funny. And also the wait thing isn't funny. It's not funny to do lessons on that show. And I see my mistake now.
To quote Sasha Velour, don't joke about that.
Yeah. All right.
But two, also,
I thought I was turning into a teachable moment, but nobody wants that on that show.
I think that's the real lesson. It's like, oh, stop trying to just call that hoe dumb and keep it pushing, queen.
Yeah, and she'll know. And she'll know and she'll laugh.
And she'll be like,
yes.
Yes, yes. I'm stupid. I'm stupid. Okay. That's okay. You still have 6 points, which is a nice start.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. You need 10 points to make it in the top four.
Okay.
Or 14 to win the whole thing.
Stay
you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Remember, you still have phone a fag if you choose to use that resource.
I might. I'm going to do that. Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Totally up to you and your journey on WWTBAFDRW. Your workroom moment with Rue. Rue comes up to you. You either A, tell Rue you suffer from night terrors where you imagine your family, like you murdering your family. Or B, you tell Rue you suffer from very mild body dysmorphia.
This is the confession in the workroom when Rue comes up to talk?
Mm-hmm. This question feels like a real trick
now,
doesn't
it? Well, because here's the thing. I feel like on that show, you do get rewarded for being like, having a confession, an actual confession.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one's too light. I think you need a real thing so that someone can come to you in the confession camera and you can expand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if Night Terror is about you being an actual murderer is personal enough.
Uh-huh.
Or real enough.
Uh-huh.
This is one moment where I do think you have to get real.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to go with option two.
I love that for you.
Okay.
The judges are nodding. Now, for a possible bonus point, I'm going to give you 30 to 60 seconds to just improvise a vulnerable monologue moment with RuPaul.
Is it on brand of... Do I have to do it from my answer?
No, you can do anything. You can use your answer if
it helps
you.
Do you want me to say real stuff?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Something vulnerable.
Okay. But I'm a drag queen.
Yes.
Okay.
But really just make it work for you and then the judges will decide if it's vulnerable enough.
Okay.
Go.
Rue, it's really, I find it hard when it comes to contouring my chest because I don't know if you know this, but I have the BRCA2 gene and I had a preventative mastectomy. So I already have fake breasts that are cancer-free, but they're fake. And so putting on more fake breasts is just a triggering moment for me because I don't remember what it's like to actually feel what's happening there. And so it's all pretend and it always is, even when I'm not on the runway.
Wow.
And yes, I still have my nipples.
Yeah. Wow. The judges are wiping away tears. The judges are wiping away tears. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was brave and cool of you. Fuck yeah. Wow, that was good. You really...
Thanks.
You really get this.
Honey, I know what the audience wants to hear.
You know what they want.
They want secrets. They want sad secrets.
They want sad secrets. And honestly, that's going to keep you here at least a couple more weeks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Even though my shit is like ratchet.
Yeah. The queens keep looking at you and they're like, she's not in the bottom?
Girl, that is just a dress from Banana Republic.
There's a fucking tag on it. There's a fucking tag on it.
You're returning it.
I love it. Okay, great. Wow, that was great. Okay, now the comedy challenge.
Left turn, Central. Yes, okay.
Left turn. Big surprise. Comedy challenge. You have two choices in the comedy challenge. You either lean roast heavy as yourself, or you go character heavy as a Midwestern housewife.
I've seen both of these things fail and succeed on this show.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
A Midwestern housewife? I don't think that's a bold enough character.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what, besides casserole jokes,
mm-hmm.
a couple of Catholic jokes stuck here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could do better being just a really acerbic, Alyssa Edwards style, just screaming beast.
I like that.
I think I would do better at that.
Great.
I just don't know what there is to, it's not like church-going woman,
mm-hmm.
or some very specific... I just not... This is not a diss to Midwesterners. I lived in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Politeness is not funny.
I like that. You feel it's hard to amp that up, make that fresh.
If it was Southern Trash Monster, which is what I grew up being, that I could do.
Mm-hmm.
Woman from Florida. Done.
Yeah.
Woman... Drunk lady from Texas. Got Done. It.
I like that you're really zeroing in on the Midwestern thing. Okay. And personalizing that for you.
That's what I think. I could be wrong. There could be some kooky Midwesterners out there, but...
I can't... I wish I could expound on this.
But you can't. You're,
but I can't
yet.
You
have to be impartial, yeah.
I have to be impartial. So your answer's been final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The judges are doing a to-go order. Do we want any? Do you want anything?
What is it?
Ew. They're just getting boba drinks.
Oh, no, I don't.
No, thank you.
Constantly choking on those balls.
I don't need to drink 200 grams of sugar. Fucking lunatics. Fuck idiots. I'm sorry.
Is it the rice balls that are sugary, or is it the actual drink?
I think it's the drink, usually. Too much.
I don't want to chew when I'm drinking.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah. I get it. I like the texture a little bit, but it's like,
Have a tapioca pudding if you want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Eat a marshmallow.
Grab some yogurt.
Oh, which I love. I love that, the Icelandic yogurt.
Oh,
my
well,
goodness.
Have you had Elanos?
No.
When you see it at Gelson's, you need to get it.
Okay.
It's the best yogurt in the universe.
I've been living that Siggy's dream.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to get that, slap that Elanos in there.
Ooh, full fat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? If you're doing yoga, you're Greek.
Yes.
You know.
I know.
Don't do skimp. Don't do 0%.
No.
No. You have Stupid. To do full milk yogurt. It's good for your tum-tum.
It's good for you. Fat helps you absorb vitamins.
Do you go to Papa Cristo's?
Yes, sometimes.
For
it's
yogurt?
Been a while. No, I haven't.
Their Greek yogurt is fantastic.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love that little man.
Also, you know you can make it in a Instant Pot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You got to get whatever, sheep or goat, whatever you like. But
Wow, that's
you can make it yourself.
What a gag.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the game. We're getting serious. Only a few more questions. Five more, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. Makeover challenge. For the makeover challenge, do you A, make over a retired librarian who wants this refresh to help her re-enter the world of dating? Or B, a straight New Jersey fireman who wants to better understand his feminine 8-year-old son. I'm happy to repeat those.
I'm floored right now.
Makeover, a retired librarian who wants to refresh, to help her re-enter the wild world of dating, or a straight New Jersey fireman who wants to better understand his feminine 8-year-old son.
Okay, here's my logic. A, librarian. Girl, don't change. You're great the way that you are. Mm. You don't need to paint yourself up mm-hmm. to get some man. Mm-hmm. If he loves you, he's going to love you without mascara and contour. IMHO. You know? Also, heels are bad for your back. Fireman who wants to... I don't know how putting on a dress would help him connect with his gay son.
Uh-huh.
Or feminine, what'd uh-huh. you say?
Yeah, feminine.
Okay.
Fruit snack.
But I applaud that effort.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud the thing of, like, let me put my feet in some other shoes to try this on.
Quite literally.
And it doesn't have anything to do with changing yourself. He's changing himself to understand his son, whereas she's changing herself to have someone fall in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's necessary. She's perfect the way that she is.
I like that.
The man, I think every man could benefit from going through a day as a woman or dressed in wearing that hot fucking wig.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something. I think we could just start very fresh if all guys understood that women cannot be ready on time because we walk around with a mop of hair. Okay?
I
when
hear
you have
that.
Long hair, that is a fucking commitment.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
You can't wash your hair every day.
Makeup.
You can't do it.
Makeup is terrible, and, like, even if you put on a little bit, it takes time.
I didn't even wear it today because I was like, I can't even wrap my mind around doing any of it.
Fuck it. It's bullshit. It's all made up.
It just washes off. Do it for art. Don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't do it to do your regular day-to-day.
Exactly. I have recorded your answer.
I'm going to go with
final answer.
Papa and son.
Papa and son. Definitely a little gay little son.
I mean, not to stereotype, but... I don't know. I had a friend in high school whose dad was very effeminate, but
who?
Straight as an arrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That does happen sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes they do movies about it with
yeah.
them. Remember that movie in the 90s? The Effeminate Heterosexual? Didn't they do a movie of that sketch?
I don't know. Wait.
It was a Dana Carvey sketch where he was the effeminate heterosexual, and he just, like, had a... lists basically and but wore dad clothes but like was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I can't wait to have sex with my wife.
Yeah, that
Got
was the
it.
Joke.
Yeah.
I think they did a movie. I could be wrong. My point is there's like one or two people like that out there.
Yeah. There are. And all you can do is respect them.
That's it.
All you can do is go, okay. But I'm here if you want to talk.
If you change your mind.
I'm here. Okay. No judgment. Okay, great. Answer's recorded.
Thank you.
Next question.
Am I talking these out too much?
I love it.
Okay, all right.
I love it. I want to talk more about them, but I'm trying to be impartial in a sense.
Thank you. Okay.
But I can talk more and just, you know, say my truth on either. Surprising backstory. You either A... reveal that you once married a woman named Henrietta who you still support financially. Or B, reveal that you started a charity called Sing 'em to Sleep, where you serenade old folks until they pass away.
Pass away? Not pass out. Pass away.
Pass away.
Well, the second one's going to get me red.
Get you red.
I think that's the one that's going to be like, people are going to be like, what the fuck is that?
Okay.
That's going to be a joke festival for other queens.
Okay.
Whip, what part of the show is this in?
This is just before the top four. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, this is when you're deep. Standing up and you're like, I have to tell you something so that I can garner sympathy so I can stay?
Yeah.
A.
Great. Right.
Money's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Henrietta texting me.
Okay.
To do a transfer.
Diana's to answer. Okay, great. Awesome. Next question.
Is Henrietta sick? Is that why I'm supporting her?
Let me ask the judges. Judges, stop drinking that shit. I have a question for you. Is Henrietta sick? Oh, okay. She has not been diagnosed with anything, but she doesn't look great.
Okay, great. I'm gonna stick with the answer.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay. Poor. Okay. Next, the lip sync song you slay. You either do a patient and subtle performance of Nancy Sinatra's Bang Bang, or B, a high energy performance of Ariana's Seven Rings.
Can I hear the Nancy Sinatra Bang Bang?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to just play it real quick.
Judges, can we do that?
Can I do that?
Can we do that? Yeah, we can do that.
Nancy Sinatra.
She won't sue us, right?
I'll just play a little bit of it.
Okay, great. I'll fade out our beautiful music.
Okay. I'm probably going to have to watch a fucking commercial.
Okay.
Oh, guys, I have two bars.
Of I can do it. I can pull it up.
I have two bars. That's all I can sing is two bars. Oh, wait, here it goes. Nancy Sinatra, 1966. Now, here's what's great about Nancy Sinatra. I'll talk over the song.
Please.
She gives you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But she gives you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time.
Okay, here we go. Don't come for us, Sinatra Estate.
This only has 530,000 views.
What?
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks.
When you say she doesn't give...
She got a raw deal in life.
She did get a raw deal because it wasn't like, of course, like everyone was terrible to her and she had to sign some terrible contract, right?
Okay, I feel like this song you could build really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And the other song, you're just out the gate, full energy. And I always like a more dramatic lip sync challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I like something that you can build surprises into. And I feel like the Bang Bang, you can have a nice reveal of like a gun bra or not that guns should be illegal, but
mm-hmm.
gun costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Something that's
there's
like...
There's commentary there.
There's some commentary there. I think it could go places. So I'm going to go with that one.
Yes.
Because I can't personally do a lot of stunts.
Right.
If you can't do what's her name splits and like
right.
come out on fucking on point.
You feared that Seven Rings would be like, shit, I have to do some fucking death drop shablams.
All of it. Clown face.
Uh-huh.
I like something that builds. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Okay, great. I've recorded your score.
And I could do a bunch of wig. I think I could do like slower reveals.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
I don't think it's the right answer, but it's the answer I'm going with.
I believe
in me.
I believe in you. And I don't know if you're going to get this fake $1 million or win this fake Drag Race season, but I'm going with my tooth and nail for you, okay? I don't care what the judges say. Okay, next, the finale look. You either pick a sickeningly elevated female Lorax that has a serious message about climate change, or B, a giant Blair Witch costume that reveals into a naked Goody Proctor.
So you're smashing two things up.
Yes.
Goody Proctor from The Scarlet Letter? No, what's Goody Proctor
from? She's from, what's it called? The Crucible, I believe.
Okay.
Am I right on that? So both, I think, statements, but different kinds of statements.
The first one's too serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Blair Witch, people love a witch.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you could do a lot of stuff with fire, spells.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. There's something with it that you can make it theatrical. And
right. Like, both have a meaning to them. You know, one's about climate change. One's kind of about misogyny.
Yeah. And you could also like have like crows glued to your back.
Yes.
That are like circling you or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Maybe probably some rope around the neck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 Wait, who gets hung?
Do any of them get hung? Am I making that up? Or
in
they get
the first
burnt?
One? Wait, in
Crucible, do they get burnt up?
Oh yeah, they do, right?
Burnt
so
up.
I would skate out on a hay shoes.
Yes.
With like
yes.
air things putting the fire on my
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I would do that. I think that yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Probably like cover. You might have to tar yourself up a little bit.
Yeah.
Or like the outside part of your Blair Witch has to be like really like, and then you reveal. Wow.
I'm into that.
Okay. Recorded it. Now, bonus point opportunity. Winner's speech. Now, this doesn't mean this can be short. This can be long. It can be as short as Sharon Needles' Happy Halloween. Right, she's mm-hmm. that's all. That was her thing. She was out, or it can be longer, like Sasha Velour's "Let's Change Things Up." She sort of had like more of a moment, but this is your chance.
This is where I'm leaving. I just got kicked off the show.
This is when you just got crowned.
Oh, crowned. Okay, sorry. Yes.
Are you ready? Give you a second to think about what you want to say.
I don't think it should be sincere because no one cares about that.
Got it.
Okay.
And go.
This is for all the slits out there who didn't think they were skanks enough.
This is for all the slits out there
who thought they weren't skanks enough. It doesn't grammatically
enough.
Work at all.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Okay, the judges are giving a thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Oh, all right.
Time for your final question.
I wish I could see the judges.
Right? No, they're shrouded. They're shrouded in tarps and capes. Are you ready for the final question?
Yes.
Post-Drag Race career move. Do you either A, put out a drag music album about tucks and tops and bottoms, or B, release a palette of makeup called Clown Fucker?
Here's the thing. I have an okay voice. I don't have a great voice.
Uh-huh.
But I love eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't wear makeup that much anymore, when mm-hmm. I put on makeup, it's got to be bright. It's got to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Sparkles, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I also think what a great opportunity to just like come up with something. Oh, but it is very hard to be a girl out there going against Jeffree Star and all the palettes that are
That's
Kylie,
true.
You know, all these like, all these.
Would you like
but
to?
But same with music.
You know,
industry.
This is your last question. Okay. Would you like to phone a fag?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to phone a fag. Now, full disclosure, this person is.
Not a fag?
This person is a fag ally.
Fag ally. That's good. That's good.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah, here. I'll put down my music.
This is my husband, who is quite honestly one of the biggest RuPaul.
Hello, darling.
Hello. This is my husband.
Oh.
Okay, you're on the thing.
Oh, I'm on the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, husband. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi, it's Mono. I think we met once at someone's wedding.
Yes.
We did.
We did.
Yeah.
We did a wedding.
Whose
we
wedding
did.
Was that?
We you know.
Fernie's? Debbie DeFurry's?
Quite yes. possibly. That's
I think
what
it was.
Yes. Yeah.
Santa Barbara, the sun was
yes.
It was definitely that. This is the final question.
Listen, so
oh my God.
Here's the thing.
The final question?
Yeah, and I did tell people what your drag name is, and I guess on the UK season they used it a lot. So I think
Margaret Snatcher.
What? Someone's
right?
already taken Margaret Snatcher?
It wasn't taken, but a very good Margaret Thatcher was done in the snatch game of the Drag Race UK.
Okay, okay. Well, I think there's still room for
I think so
we'll
too.
See.
I think so too.
If you ever wanted a straight man to
yeah.
come to your UCB show,
yeah,
I'll tell me if this
Please.
Is true. Would you die to be Margaret Snatcher on stage?
Yes, I would. I would do it. I need it, the character needs some work beyond the name, but
right.
I'll have
you know
to,
Eugene
yes.
Cordero is doing this current season of UCB Drag Race. Did you know this?
No.
It's amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So let me read you the question. Okay. And then you can give input and hopefully guide Aaron to the correct answer.
I just want to say the reason I called my husband instead of my gay friends is because my gay friends don't pick up the phone.
My boyfriend doesn't pick up the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad.
How can you be on a game show if people aren't picking up phones?
I don't know.
Okay, are you ready for the question, Ole?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. The title of this question is Post Drag Race Career Move.
Okay.
Do you A, put out a drag music album about tucks and tops and bottoms?
Okay.
Or B, release a palette of makeup called Clown Fucker and feel free to talk it out.
If it were me, I would go with A because I feel like you could use more of the skills that you learned during Drag Race. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? So that's an easy one as far as I'm concerned.
Whoa. All right.
What do you think, Aaron?
I'm going to go with A.
Okay. Okay.
Also, Clown Fucker sounds like it's a lot of money up front.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hawking it. Well, I mean, they both probably are, but
there's a lot of emails, I'll say.
There's a lot of Instagram posts about it. Thanks, Ole. Thanks, Margaret Snatcher.
Thank you so much.
All right, my dears.
Thank you so much for being our phone a fag.
Just a little taste, yes.
Okay, bye.
What's the taste?
I said, goodbye, my dears.
You need some work. Okay. It does need some. It needs some puns.
Okay, keep your day job, honey.
It needs some puns.
Bye, fag.
Bye.
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 Oh, that's...
What a cute fag.
He had a lot of first times in that call.
Yeah. Getting fag screamed at him, maybe? Maybe that was it. That was probably new for him, I'm sure. Wow.
He went to theater school. He went to Tisch.
What an angel. Oh, well, then he's honorary gay. Okay. Time has come to...
He also went to clown school, which is why he...
Did he really?
Yeah, the one in France.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's full clown.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All I remember is that he was fine.
Yo, my husband fine.
He was fine.
My husband knows how to wear a suit.
With a couple extra eyes in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So it's time to review the scores and see if you...
Review?
Thank you. Review the scores. See if you went home early, made it to the top four, or won your fake season of Drag Race.
Okay. I don't have a lot of confidence, but that's just my natural state.
Who knows? That could be what takes you all the way to the end.
Six. So I need 4 points.
You need at least 4 points.
Okay.
For your workroom moment with Rue, you chose to talk about mild body dysmorphia. That was correct.
Yes.
And in your 60 seconds of vulnerability, you went there, garnering an extra bonus point.
Yes.
You're at 8 points, correct? In the comedy challenge.
Are the judges excited?
Oh, yeah. Their tummies hurt because they just drank 200 grams of sugar. Idiots. Like milk and sugar and like green dust. Just bad for you.
It's not going to be good when it comes out the other end either.
Oh, God. Neon green poops. You said in the comedy challenge that Midwestern Housewife was not strong enough. And you were. Correct.
Yes.
It's too basic.
It's just like, what is it?
It's like, we've done it. You know what I mean?
Hey, you want a hot dish? I don't know what that
is. Don't you know Bobby's World? It's like, come on.
Bobby's World.
Remember Bobby's World? We did it. We did it. It's done. And you're right. You just need to rely on your joke writing skills. You have 9 points. You absolutely need one more point.
I think it's a crutch in those moments. You're already writing jokes in the workroom. Just do that on stage.
Yes. You've done it. It's just like, it's not going to be fresh. I need one more point to make it to the top four. Next question was the makeover challenge.
This one, I think, I don't know.
You decided to make over the straight New Jersey fireman. Which was correct!
Yes!
Yes, because toxic masculinity is the greater evil.
Even though it's not our job to change men.
But yes.
It is their job We can help them a little bit.
You're right. That librarian is beautiful just as she was.
Just the way she's. And you know, let me tell you something. Librarians are buff because they have to. They have a lot of altercations in libraries now.
Kidding me?
That you have to. They have to break up.
Right. And with the Dewey Decimal System, think about how dexterous those fingers must be in the sack.
Yeah,
she doesn't need a makeover.
No, she's already got jerk off hands.
Jerk off hands. Okay. So now you're in the top four, but you're vying for a spot in the fake Drag Race Hall of Fame. For surprising backstory, you chose to reveal that you were once married to a woman named Harrietta who you still support financially. And that answer was incorrect. I'm sorry. Henrietta sucks.
What's the right answer?
The right answer was reveal that you started a charity, sing them to sleep.
Okay.
Because what you fail to realize is that Henrietta sucks.
Nobody knows who she is.
It's right. Just a trick question.
It's also like, why? That's what I mean. Like, why does she need the help?
No.
That's what I need to answer. I need.
Well, see, that now the missing piece of the puzzle is she sucks. So she's kind of just like, can I have money? She sucks.
Yeah, okay. Now okay. I get it. I see where I failed.
Lip sync song you chose to slay was a patient and subtle performance of Nancy Sinatra's Bang Bang. And that was correct.
Yeah, see, always you when you do pop hits, you have to have some real twirls and tricks.
You have to really be the Monet Exchange or Alyssa.
You have to do that. You're not getting the death drop.
You got to go big.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yep.
You chose correctly. However, I will say, you also could have said both and gotten 2 points.
They were both right.
Because you need to show versatility.
Right. And I agree that Nancy Sinatra is going to be a tough one.
Yeah. But you got the point. So you're at 11.
Okay.
There are 3 points left.
So I could technically do Hall of Fame if I get to 14.
You could still win.
Okay. So if I have one wrong, I'm out.
That's correct.
Okay.
Your winner's speech was legendary. So I'm glad to say you did that correct, bringing you up to 12 points.
Great. To all the little baby sluts out there.
For the look, you chose a giant Blair Witch costume that reveals into naked Goody Proctor. And that.
Legitimately freaked out right now.
Was incorrect. I'm sorry.
What? How? How is it incorrect?
Because we have
too many levels.
Too many. I'm sorry.
What was the first one?
A sickeningly elevated female Lorax that has a serious message about climate change.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry. The judges chose this. I'm sorry.
It's good.
It's good. But I have even more terrible news. You should have started the makeup palette. It also.
See, that was my gut.
Your husband led you astray.
Bad fag.
Bad fag. Well, I'm glad to say you've made it. You have 12
points.
Can I
say that word? I don't think I can say that word.
I think you're fine. Yeah, you said it in front of me.
That's worse.
You have 12 points, which means you are in the top four. And you did not win this season of Fake Drag Race.
It's hard. Everyone will tell you when you talk to a drag queen who's been on the show, it is tough, man.
It is really, really, really tough. It is a real...
Latrice was on our DC show and she was like, it doesn't get easier with the All-Stars.
Oh, I heard. It was just insane. And she felt a lot of the behind-the-scenes manipulation and whatnot.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I just truly think you just have to... The key to that show, and I haven't been on it, be 100% yourself and keep your head down and do your own shit.
Damn. And just see where the cards fall.
Yeah.
Damn.
And be nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Literally. And if someone's being mean to you, wall up.
Wow.
Boundary City.
Wall up. I love it. I love it. Well, we've unfortunately come to the end of the podcast.
Hey, I had fun regardless of whether where I land on.
You made top four.
I'll take it.
You know?
Has anyone gotten all of them right?
No, our last contestant also got 12.
So does everyone get 12?
I don't know. We've only done it twice so far. So far, both times, 12 points.
Okay, so there's a pattern.
There's a pattern. There's a pattern.
Yeah, what's happening?
I think you were with me until the Blair Witch thing. You were like, no way. You felt like you earned that.
Yeah. Well,
damn.
I appreciate your honesty and your just letting me basically in my mind cosplay,
mm-hmm.
insert myself into a world which I'll never be participating
in. Which is a shame. But I can't wait to see the day when you're like a guest judge person on there, because won't that be a gag?
I don't know what I need to do. What do I need to do?
What can
Make a
I
sex
do?
Tape? What do I need to do?
Do you think we can get Brian to come play this game and see if he'll win?
I'm sure he would have the time of his life on this show, as I have.
Oh, I've been so lucky to have you. What can we plug before we go?
Of course, Feminasty, my book, is out in paperback. You can get it on the internet. You can find a librarian to help you out who's been unmade over.
Yes, it smells perfect.
It's super, super clean book. It's super filthy. And if you have anybody who's on the fence about feminism who needs not a intellectual look at it, but rather a country slut.
Yeah.
Entrance into this, that's what I'm giving you.
It
is a gateway drug,
yes,
to hardcore feminism.
I love it. And whether you're like queer, bi, straight,
I
gay,
have straight
trans,
men who read it and say thanks for I have more empathy about what women go through at the doctor.
We need to educate ourselves. I'll speak on behalf of gay men, and we need to better educate ourselves, because just as early as a few years ago, you know, I was a gay man who thought it was expressive of my gayness to be playfully misogynistic.
Yes. And while it's just about tone and it's all about intention. And yeah. It's not about how much you do it.
Right.
If you're like every once in a while make a joke like that, that to me is like, that's hilarious.
Yes.
But if it's like all the time,
yeah,
then we got a problem.
We've got a problem.
Now, I will say this. I learned something. I don't know if this is a theory, but I have figured a couple of my gay friends told me that one of the ways that they would pretend to be straight when they were younger,
uh-huh.
to like reverse their minds and try to turn, like do their own like gay conversion.
I like that. Uh-huh.
Was they would jerk off or think about men, and then right at the end before they came, boobs.
Okay, I did the same thing.
Okay, so this is my theory.
Okay.
Because gay men oftentimes are very obsessed with women's breasts.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a connection there.
Okay.
With the pretending, oh, I know I'm straight because I thought about boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're also jerking yourself off.
Uh-huh.
So there's kind of this thing too. I used to have this friend in college who just like, I don't have big boobs, but he would touch my boobs. And finally I was like, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
You cannot touch my boobs all the time. I know it's not sexual for you, but it's like my body and I don't like it.
Yes. Gay men think it's...
But then that was like a little clue in when they told me that. I was like, oh, is there something connected there?
There's a lot of cross.
So you did the same thing.
Yes, I did the same thing. I would look at my mom's filthy Fredericks of Hollywood catalog, which had a nice little dirty man section in the back. And it was a lot smuttier.
Your mom
than
had
Sears.
A Fredericks of Hollywood catalog.
My mom is a real queen, and my mom was buying, you know, like negligees and feathered mules.
Oh,
from fucking Fredericks.
Yes,
and I love Fredericks. It was nasty. Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
It was nasty.
There's still a store on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's nasty, and
you
I love
it. Take your mom there. Jumps down.
I have to. But they had like men in the back, but I would literally specifically wank to the men. And I remember they had so many amazing things, but one amazing thing they had was like they were advertising the tan through swimsuit.
Uh-huh.
Which you like, so you could see everything that was happening in this man's junk. Mm-hmm. They also had the stupid like marital like the him and hers like dirty underwear for your wedding night.
Like they had holes in them or something?
They like had like, it was like a little tuxedo.
Oh.
But it like was also like kind of a jockstrap G-string thing.
Love it.
Dirty. Anyway, I would always get real excited by that part, but then be like, quick, titties! Right before it was time to go.
It's really also the ingenuity to think of that.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. It's a gag.
It doesn't fool your brain, but.
Well, I'm really glad you're bringing this up, and I'm glad we're having the conversation because I think it's going to bring us together, and I really, because I want to better understand and learn and grow together with the female community because I
agree.
We need each other, especially in this toxically male world. We need each other.
We have to take over.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out ways to understand each other 100%.
Yes. 1,000,000,000%. Aaron, you're the best. Can we follow you anywhere online?
At Gilbertron, it's my last name if I was a robot.
Listen to Throwing Shade. I mean,
every Thursday, talking about women's issues, LGBTQ issues, with a splash of ridiculous sex talk and a lot of...
I love it so
much. This week, we talked a lot about Lauren Bacall's beef commercial from the 80s. So if you're into that, if you're into all that shit, I got a show for you.
I will listen to you guys talk about any fucking thing.
And guess what? We do.
You have to.
We talk
point,
about everything.
How many years has it been?
Almost 9.
Oh my God.
8 or 9, yeah.
That's fucking cool.
And the world's not getting any better. I would like to be out of a job, so everybody please start doing the work.
Well, thank you for listening to Drag Her. Rate and review us online. Until next time. Bye.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.